Okay, we're doing Sefer Masiyot. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was very troubled till he was explained, till he was told the true understanding in the following story. He fasted for a long time and he prayed that Elio would appear to him. And Elio finally showed up. And Elio asked him, "You want something from me? I'll do what you want." So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells him, "I want to go with you and see what you do in the world, so I will learn great wisdom from you." So Elio tells him, "You won't be able to contain what you see me do." And then it'll burden you to know proofs to understand what I've done. It's not going to work. So Elio says, "No, my master, let me go with you. I won't ask you questions. I won't burden you with questions. I won't test you. I just want to see what you do. I want to understand what you do in the world." So Elio says, "Fine, but here's the condition. If you ask me to explain what I've done, you want to understand the amazing things I've done, so then don't come along. If you come with me, it's on condition you don't ask me questions. And if you do ask questions, then once you start asking questions, the trip is over. You stay alone." So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi agrees. So they start traveling together till they reach the house of a very poor person, a miserable person, completely impoverished. And all the guy has is one cow in his yard. And the man and his wife are sitting at the gates to their house. And they see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi walking with Elio. So they see two people walking. They go out to greet them. And they ask them how they're doing. And they're very happy. They welcome them. And they bring them into their house. They put them in the best seats. And they take the little food they have, they give them to eat and drink. And Elio and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi eat and drink by this man. Comes the morning, time to leave. Elio gets up and starts praying over the cow, and the cow drops dead. Okay, they go. Rabbi Yeshua looks. They were so nice to us. They just gave us to eat. They're poor people. The only thing they had was that cow. That's what you have to do. You daven the cow should drop dead. So he says, I don't understand it. He asks himself, that poor man, that's what he gets payback? He was nice to us. We pray his cow should drop dead. So he turns to Elio and he says, "My master, why'd you kill his cow? You prayed the cow should die and he did us all this honor." And Elio says, "You remember our condition? The deal was you be quiet and let me do what I have to do. And if you want to leave now, I'll tell you what I did." So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gets quiet and he doesn't ask him anymore. They travel all day. Nighttime they come to a wealthy person's house, and the wealthy person doesn't give him the time of day. He's not interested at all. Finally they make it into his house. He doesn't give them tea, doesn't give them to drink. And the wealthy person had a wall in his house that had fallen and he needed to rebuild it. Comes morning time, Elio goes to the wall, rebuilds the wall, and they leave. Now again, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can't figure it out. But he holds himself back, he's silent. This guy, he didn't treat them nicely at all, and Elio helps him out, he builds the wall for him. That night they come to a huge shul. They come to a big synagogue. The seats are made of gold and silver. Everyone had their own seat. Everyone had their seat based on how wealthy they were. And one of them said, "Look, some poor people came to shul. They look at Rabbi Yeshua and Elio. Who's going to feed them tonight?" So one says, "What do they need more than bread and water? We'll bring them some bread and water and salt over here." So no one's interested in helping them out. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Elio came to the shul, and that's the way the people behave. They go to sleep. They stay there till the morning. In the morning, they come to leave, and Elio blesses the people. "God should make you all leaders." They continue traveling. Again, Rabbi Yeshua is wondering what's going on here. They come to another city. It's turning to sunset. And the people of the city see them, they come and they greet them warmly, and they take them in nicely, and they rejoice with them, they take them into their best house, they invite them in, they give them to drink, they give them good beds. Comes time to leave, Eliyahu davens, Ribon Shom shouldn't give you many leaders. Only one of you should be a leader. When Rabbi Yeshua hears this, he can't hold himself back anymore. And then he tells Eliyahu, he says, now tell me the secrets. What's going on here? So Eliyahu says, okay, I see it's time you're going to leave me. So I'll explain to you what I did, and with this we'll depart. You should know, the first guy we came to, on that day there was a decree in heaven, his wife was supposed to die. He took us in so nicely. I davened to Hashem and I said, let the cow die and his wife stay alive. Please, Hashem, let the cow die. It's a tzara enough. He doesn't have to suffer worse than that. So I saved his wife's life. Hashem accepted my prayer. I saw she's a good woman. She's so helpful. She's helpful to the husband. So I prayed to save her life. When we came to the wealthy person, that wall that fell, inside that wall, there were a lot of jewels. Someone who lived in the house before him had hidden a lot of wealth in the wall. And I didn't want to, he didn't deserve to find all those jewels. So before we left, I rebuilt the wall. Had he come to rebuild the wall, he would have found all that wealth. I didn't want him to find it. The first city we came to, the worst thing that can happen is to have too many leaders. If you have a bunch of leaders, you can never come to a conclusion. The people over there, that was a curse. Each one's going to be a leader. And each one's going to say, no, we go my way, my way. Everyone's a big hot shot. You have a shul that's filled with hot shots, it's never going to last. The other town we came to, so I wanted them to be successful. So I prayed they should have one leader. With one leader, they could succeed. If you have one leader, then he'll lead them properly. Everything will go well for them. I knew if they'd have one leader, they won't have machlokas. And then they'll be successful as a shul. Then Eliyahu said, I'm leaving you, but I want you to understand something. When you see someone wicked, and it seems like things are going well for him, don't get carried away. Don't wonder what's going on. In the end, you might not understand it, but believe me, it's not to his benefit. And if you see a tzaddik who's suffering and things are difficult to him day after day, and he's working and he's hungry and he's thirsty and he barely has clothing and he's lacking and he's suffering in all kinds of ways, don't be upset. Don't let your yetzer fool you or your heart to think maybe things aren't being run, maybe things aren't right in this world. No. Your mind should control your heart, and you should know that God is righteous and His ways are just, and He looks at the way we behave, and He knows how to run our show. We don't understand the way He's running the show. Just like when you saw me doing things you didn't understand, but you should know that God knows what He's doing. And sometimes you won't understand it, just like you didn't understand me. But remember the lesson. The lesson is that we don't understand, but there's really good reasoning behind it. And with that, they departed, each one wishing the other one well.